Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
To say it again and make it a confession. Say it out loud. I am quick to hear, and slow to speak, and slow to get mad. That's me.
That's
how I am. What are you quick on? Good listener. You can't be a good listener so-called multitasking. I don't believe in multitasking. Now, if there ever was an occupation or job that you would think is multitasking, is flying an airplane. Because it seems like you got to do about 20, 30, 40, 50 things at once. But I don't believe you can. You can't do anything like it ought to be done while simultaneously doing something else. Now, you can do a lot of things if you focus on them and get off of it and focus on something else, but this multitasking, I can do a bunch of things at once, is a myth. Well, I can do it. No, you can't. Nobody can do a thing the way it ought to be done while doing something else. Just a fact. And so you can't listen while doing a bunch of other stuff. We did ask to learn about these things, right? Do you want to know? Are you willing to make some changes and make some adjustments? We live in a loud, noisy, busy world. And it's a problem. The Bible said, be still and know that I am God. Didn't he? The Bible said there are many voices in the world. And they're all trying to say something. But I like what the Lord said to Martha. He said, Martha, Martha, you are careful, full of care, and troubled about many things. But Mary, he said, one thing is needful. Somebody say one thing.
One thing.
Well, what is that one thing? Well, it's whatever the Lord's telling you. At that moment is what matters. That's the only thing that really matters, isn't it? And you don't need to be distracted by a bunch of other stuff. One thing is needful. And he said, Mary has chosen that good thing and it won't be taken away from her. You know, the spirit of wisdom is inside us. And if we'll check with him and look to him, he will let us know at any given moment of the day, in every situation, what's important to do right now. And when you find that out, turn the other stuff off. Get away from it, shut it down, put it off, whatever you need to do, and do that one thing that's needful and give you full attention to it. Wouldn't that be showing it respect?
Yes.
To give it your full attention. So interrupting, he said, is being foolish and shameful. One thing you'll notice, watch out for this too. You ever heard somebody say, now with all due respect, or, now I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the vast majority of times when you hear that those phrases, what follows is disrespect. Think about it. Why did they even think to say that? Why would they think to say that? I don't mean to be disrespectful, but why? Because their spirit is telling them this is disrespectful. And instead of doing what they got in their spirit, they're quoting it and ignoring it. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, and this phrase I have come to not enjoy, with all due respect. So, do you know what I mean or not?
Yes.
Do you hear the tone of that?
Yes.
So many times, it is blatant rebellion. People come, now with all due respect, there ain't no respect in the room. Or the county, probably. With all due respect, ain't no respect about it. Can you see this? No. So much of what our showing honor and showing respect is what we don't say and what we don't do. A lot of times, being respectful is simply being quiet. You'll have all kind of thoughts bouncing around in your head, but it's not time for you to talk. And wonderfully, the Lord has spared you. You realized after you thought about it for a couple of minutes that would have been the wrong thing to say. And since the Lord had helped you to be so quick to hear and slow to speak, you're smiling because you just saved yourself all kind of trouble. And you hadn't said a word. Glory to God. There's been numerous times. Now, I hadn't always done this perfectly, but there's been numerous times I'm talking with somebody and I'd go to say something, the Lord would check me. And I didn't know why, but if you trust Him, you don't have to know why. You just bite your lip, don't say that, move on. And I mean, sometimes 5 seconds, 10 seconds later into the conversation, I realize, oh, if I'd said that, it would have reminded them of this. And it would have led the conversation this way, and they don't need to think about that right now. Should we be led in our words, what we say in our conversations? And if we'll just do this one simple thing, slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to speak, we will immediately start showing more respect and more love and more faith. Can you see this? With this one simple action. Say it out loud, I am. Quick to hear.
Quick to hear.
Slow to speak. And slow to get mad. You hot-headed? Fly off the handle? Huh? Well, Brother Keith, I grew up da-da-da-da, such and such family. That's my background, that's my nationality. We're just like that. Hey, you're a Christian. That counts a lot more than any kind of ethnicity or culture or background. You are the way you have become, not the way you have to be. Well, you know, I've been like this for 40 years. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You're not an old dog. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Unless you want to hold on to the old things and confess that you're an old dog. I don't even know that that's true, that an old dog can't learn a new trick. I expect an old dog, a good old dog, could learn a new trick. I know it's not a scripture. How about you? Do you want another one of these eyes today? You think we could get to one? What's the first one? 5 eyes of disrespect. Ignoring. You going to make an effort to stop ignoring? Especially those that you should be paying attention to? And secondly, what's a disrespectful? Interrupting. Very disrespectful. I mean, if somebody's trying to say something and you just talk over them to the point where they have to stop, what are you saying by your action? You're saying what you're saying is so trivial and insignificant that I can't stand to wait till you finish your sentence. And what I'm saying is obviously so much more important and superior than what you would have to say that you need to shut up immediately and listen to me. Boy, that's arrogance, isn't it? Ignorance too. No, don't interrupt. Don't practice interruption. Thirdly, a third eye of disrespect is intruding. Intruding. Go to Proverbs 25, please. You believing with me for revelation to come out? Please do. Proverbs 25. I want to learn these things myself. I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to us. I want to grow. I want to develop. I'm convinced we learn how to honor God more. It's going to affect our services. It's going to affect our lives. It's going to affect the ministry. It's going to affect every part of us. We'll come up to another place. Why? Because them that honor me, He said, I will honor. In Proverbs 25, 6, it says, put not forth yourself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Young's literal translation says it like this, honor not yourself before a king. So putting yourself forth is equal to honoring yourself. The Amplified says, be not forward, self-assertive, and boastfully ambitious. The New Living says, don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. Here's another saying that is not a scripture. It is the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. I want everybody to say, not a scripture.
Not a scripture.
Not a scripture. If you want to get something, you got to make some noise. You got to push your way in. That is the way of the world, the ungodly. It is not the way of the Lord. Being intrusive, pushing yourself in, is being dishonoring and being disrespectful. This is one of the things I believe that has been lost the last several years, needs to be restored. Here's a definition of intruding. To thrust or bring in without invitation. Did you hear that phrase? Without invitation, permission, or welcome. So here's a question we ought to ask ourselves frequently. Who invited you? Who invited you? And people say, well, you know, I don't like all this formality. We just show up. Well, if somebody invited you to just show up, well, you're invited. But if you just assume that everybody is be so blessed by your presence because you showed up, then that's presumptuous. And disrespectful. Disrespect, dishonor, just blares into where it is not invited, not asked, not welcomed, not wanted, and just assumes that I know so much and my way is so amazing and that everybody would just want to know it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.